This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A gun, Hunter Biden squeezed on taxes, and the Prez looks to the Supremes for some relief with his election challenge. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, how are you in whatever nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from? I hope you're doing well. Let's talk about the president first and his jump to the Supreme Court for this election challenge. Here's what the specifics are on that. There is a lawsuit challenging election results in four key states. I bet you can almost guess what states they are. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. So the Prez asked the Supreme Court Wednesday to overturn the 2020 election results by throwing out votes that were cast in those states that I just named and allowing state legislators to appoint new electors. Attorneys for the president asked the justices to let the president intervene in a lawsuit brought by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and endorsed by 17 other Republican state attorney generals that claims the four battleground states illegally expanded mail-in balloting that helped President-elect Joe Biden. Does he have a leg to stand on in front of the Supremes? I mean, that really is the question. Paxton, of course, is a huge, huge Trump backer, and he has frequently sued in support of the president's policies, so that's nothing new. He told the Supreme Court on Tuesday that officials in the four states used executive fiat or friendly lawsuits to expand voting by mail and to weaken signature verification and witness requirements meant to protect ballot integrity. I mean, that's what this is, they're standing on. And went on to say, but by ignoring both state and federal laws, the states have not only tainted the integrity of their own citizens' votes, but of Texas and every other state that held lawful elections. I think that this doesn't really go anywhere, but it's putting a point on what the challenge was all along. And again, the fight over mail-in ballots and people being there to witness what's happening and et cetera. So it's not a shock to me that this goes all the way up to the big robes, as I call them, but I don't think it really goes anywhere. It's just all part of what now goes forward with the president when he gets out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I think takes to the airwaves in some form or fashion, and then pushes again for 2024, or at least it looks like there may be a push for 2024. In the meantime, it's just business as usual for the Biden team because they're looking at all kinds of people for all kinds of positions. That's called transition. You got to fill up a lot of slots, the biggest being, of course, the cabinet positions, but then everything in between as well, because once the 20th hits, you're off to the races. And speaking of being off to the races, the thing that all of us care about the most is the thing that affects all of our lives. And what is that? COVID-19. Like it or not, infections are on the rise. The U.S. hit another record, 3,000 deaths in a single day. That is a new high. What we're seeing is the results of Thanksgiving, no social distancing in some places, no masks, that kind of thing, and just saying, we're weary, we're fine, we're good. And then watching, and sadly, the spread of this. So we're seeing some terrible averages happening. But in the meantime, help is on the way. When we look at the vaccine and the countdown is on to the first coronavirus vaccine and the delivery of it, the logistics of it. I know I talked at length about that on another show and how it's being laid out. I mean, almost a nightmare in a sense, and and really Operation Warp Speed, the push to make that happen as fast as possible. And the vaccines are made by different companies. So the three leading coronavirus vaccine candidates have put strong evidence forward that they can prevent illness. One is being developed by the giant pharmaceutical Pfizer company, of course, and BioNTech. Another by Moderna. We've talked about all these groups with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And the third is from the University of Oxford. And the partner there is AstraZeneca. So they're trying to get the clearance to fill the vaccines to get to the millions of people, which would mean here in the United States, it's the same thing. It's all about the green lighting and using emergency powers to approve the vaccine, because that's all part of this, too. What is the emergency standard? And then the questions just become having enough doses for how many people, at least by the year's end, 20 million people. And then by the latest July, people that are in the general population who don't have underlying conditions or other designations that would make them a priority could get shots. That's the latest. Could get shots. But everybody's watching, holding their breath to see what happened in the UK, because more distributed, and what does it mean if somebody doesn't take a vaccine in a company and everybody else does? I mean, there's a lot of tricky sidebar elements to this that affect our lives, and that hasn't all been worked out at this point. I think the saddest story of all that I saw today was in the Washington Post, and there was a headline, a gorgeous little town in South Dakota. And the headline said, God be with us, and talked about COVID-19 becoming personal in the town with neighbors dying and the town debating a mask mandate. The population is 15,600. And a very popular coach and referee got COVID-19 and died, Buck Timmons. And that set off the conversation about, what do we do here? What do we do when we're seeing these numbers and too many people are dying? How do we combat this? And you see the, they show a picture of the headstones and the grave sites, and just really, really, really sad. With people falling ill who thought they were fine and not masking up. Mitchell, South Dakota is that small town, and they're saying we trusted each other that we were going to be fine. We trusted that it was going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't fine. The positivity rate of two local testing sites, a key indicator of how this virus has held on to this one tiny, small piece of real estate, I'll call it, with amazing humans and stories in it. 33% at the beginning of November, it went up to 49% near the end of the month. Wow. They have only a tiny hospital. Eight ICU beds, overwhelmed, had to turn people away, had to open up a second COVID-19 wing that filled up almost immediately. So really the saying there is, God be with us. How sad. We're hitting the mailbag next. Hang with us.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19, putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
All right, we didn't have to dig. It's overflowing. Thanks to all of you. Remember, 24/7, you can shoot me your thoughts at kate@katedelaneyradio.com, just like Joe in Florida did. You at Kate Delaney. It's getting a little chilly here down in Florida, meaning, at night it's, 60-some degrees. Don't want to make everybody jealous. Saw the thing on Hunter Biden. Boy, he is a burden to Papa Bear, isn't he? No matter what anybody thinks of Biden, no question about it. This kid is always getting his name out there. This time it's for some kind of tax stuff. Yeah, he's under federal investigation. There's a tax case. And he said it, he revealed it, that the top prosecutor in Delaware was looking at his taxes. He said he's paid appropriately, released statement, and that tax professionals do his taxes, that kind of thing. And he said he learned yesterday that they were, by legal counsel, that they're investigating his tax affairs. He said he takes it seriously. And, I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, that kind of thing. So they're not commenting. The U.S. Attorney for Delaware is saying, per Department of Justice policy, we can't talk about an ongoing investigation. But obviously they're looking to see if he violated tax and money laundering laws or any of that kind of stuff. And because so much was made of his foreign dealings with China, obviously, being one of them, and any of the dealings that he had overseas, but I think especially China is what they're interested in. And you know, so we'll see. We'll see if there was anything held against him or any of that kind of stuff. And remember, the FBI seized a computer and a hard drive that was his, in believed to be his anyway, in December of 2019, after the owner of a computer repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware, notified the feds that he had the possession of those items. And you know the rest of the story, how that blew up. If this blows up to something, you know, I don't know. I mean, look, the guy is, he has struggled, you're right. He struggled with drug addiction, a whole bunch of other personal issues, so it's a layup to go after him. And they are legitimately investigating the taxes. Do they uncover anything? You know, your guess is as good as mine if that happens. All right, how about this one from Mac in Montana? And Mac in Montana says, when does it end? When does the serious nonsense end? I don't understand what happened in Ohio. I mean, seriously. Black, white, whatever your background, you just have to feel for this family. Apparently, from the story that I heard, and I've just heard bits and pieces, Kate, and I wanted you to flush it out more, there was a guy who was going back to his neighborhood, and the SWAT team was looking for somebody else, and he ended up getting shot and ended up dying, but he was coming back from the dentist, and he didn't have a gun in his hand. He had a sandwich in his hand. Well, yeah. So when does it all end? Yes. His name is Casey Goodson Jr. And he did die. He was shot in the torso a whole bunch of times. And the coroner announced that. He's 23. He was outside of his house. And he was coming back from an appointment, supposedly a dentist appointment. And he supposedly, because nothing's really been confirmed, had some sandwiches in his hand. And, you know, how did this happen? What was the point that he got shot? Some more of the specifics. There was no body cam on the officer. So this is typical. This is what they do. They have to review the circumstances. All of that is what they're saying. And they say if the evidence indicates any federal civil rights were violated, boom, they go after it. And, you know, this is, they're looking into the, they're looking into the whole circumstance. There was the chief SWAT, the Franklin County Sheriff SWAT deputy, Jason Mead, was the guy, and he had been 17 years as a sheriff's office veteran, and he was, you know, they're saying they're going to investigate whether he was legally justified in the shooting. So this is just ongoing. But the way it looks, it was just slightly after midnight. There was an unsuccessful, I mean, slightly after noon. It was slightly after noon, not midnight, slightly after noon on a Friday. It was an unsuccessful search for a fugitive where the U.S. Marshals Task Force full-blown, and then he was there. He pulled up, and then the rest is what happened. You know, they thought he was, this is how the story goes, that he was waving a firearm. That's the narrative from the police side. But the other side is, no, there's no weapon. He was carrying sub sandwiches, walking into his home, coming back from that appointment, swung by a sandwich shop and got subs, and that's what happened there. So you can only imagine. You know, you've got the NAACP and the Goodson family calling for a full investigation of the tragedy, they're saying, and now it's justice for Kate. And you know, that their hearts are broken, and it's a horrible thing. Horrible, horrible thing. Let's move on to, I'm just trying to go through and get a bunch out. Let's go to Matthew in Connecticut, who says, Kate, when does the insanity of what's happening to our world end? Not only with health, but also the economics of it. How can small businesses ever get back on their feet after what's happened here with COVID? Even if people go out and eat, can they get through the restaurants? Can they get through this period of nobody's there, where they're, it's basically a ghost town almost everywhere that you go. And because it's getting colder and people don't want to be inside, it's getting worse. Oh, it's definitely getting worse. I was looking at, it's funny you say that about specifically saying restaurants, because I was looking at hospitality the other day and how far off it is, and anything with traveling, of course, hotels. Well, you know, we all know it. It's obvious that it's down, down, down. But restaurants especially, in San Francisco, 85% of the restaurants closed. Because they can't stay open. I mean, they're just decimated. Think of the how much it costs to run a restaurant in a city like San Francisco, which is as expensive to live in as London. So people are home, especially with California lockdowns. And that's what's happened. So you have these great areas that normally would be ripe with people, and they don't have anybody. The neighborhood coffee, the grabbing sandwiches, and hanging out, the pizza places, I mean, you name it. And the San Francisco Chamber of Commerce says, yes, the hard number is 293 out of 344 bars or restaurants are presumed closed throughout, you know, this whole area. And it's crushing business. It's crushing business in areas that are normally, well, you know, whether you're talking about the financial district or you're talking about Polk Gulch, I've spent some time there, Tenderloin, Knob Hill, all those places just absolutely crushed, and downtown. And the vaccine's coming, but that's not going to flip that switch on those restaurants. And the lack of sales at bars and restaurants, you know, it's easy to gauge a lot of things by looking at that. And how much can you expect restaurateurs to pivot? Oh, we're just going to pivot into 20, I hate that word, into 2021. But can you stay alive until 2021? There's no people in really in downtown. Mostly, if anything is open, they're getting, or any buildings or any offices, they're getting catering. Restaurants that are not going to make it, it's going to be interesting to see in our big cities, especially, I'd say, San Francisco. Hey, thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts. Again, you can do it. We'll close with that. Here's that email address, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I'd like to be transported back to Ireland, to a place with the most beautiful farm in all of the world. I'm going to take you there next, I promise.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
17 states have backed a lawsuit from the state of Texas, asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the presidential election in 4 states. The suit argues that changes to absentee voting laws in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were unlawful. The president has also asked the court to let him become a plaintiff on that suit. 16 of those states signed onto a brief filed Wednesday by the state of Missouri. That state's Attorney General Eric Schmidt explained to Fox News his reasons for jumping into the legal fray.
Missouri, along with 16 other states, joined the fight for election integrity, and that's really what this is about. Free and fair elections are the cornerstone of this republic. And it's important that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is not counted. And if we don't do that, if we, you know, abrogate that responsibility, we disenfranchise millions of voters, including voters in Missouri, including voters in Texas and other places.
This is USA Radio News. 48 attorneys general and the Federal Trade Commission have filed antitrust lawsuits against social media giant Facebook. In announcing the suit from the states, New York Attorney General Letitia James says that Facebook used its power and position to buy their competition or to stomp them out.
For nearly a decade, Facebook has used its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, all at the expense of everyday users. By using its vast troves of data and money, Facebook has squashed or hindered what the company perceived as potential threats. They've reduced choices for consumers, they stifled innovation, and they degraded privacy protections for millions of Americans.
Both suits are seeking to have Facebook sell off two of the company's major acquisitions, Instagram and WhatsApp. The company responded to the filings, saying in a statement that antitrust laws are not meant to punish successful businesses, but to protect consumers. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tug of war, the statistics, the 2020, basically. And, you know, on this show, once a week we were doing a lot of what I call cheap movie reviews. And so a lot of that has gone away. We've talked about things that are being streamed, that kind of stuff, and actually going to the movies, because the theaters are not, a lot of people aren't going to the movies, so it's one of the safer places to go, because people are afraid to go, and especially some of your big movie houses, the way that they are sanitizing them, and with hardly anybody there, sometimes just you in the theater, I would think it would be much safer than what mentally, I guess, we think of. But I had a chance to get my own home preview as I was invited to a private screening of a movie called Wild Mountain Time. And you certainly know, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, my love for Ireland, and I've taken the show to Ireland really twice, and we were supposed to go back again this year. That was canceled because of the pandemic, and we'll see if we get to go in October of 2021. But I really, really loved this movie because it was just joyful, fun to watch, had funny parts in it. Chris Walken is in it. John Hamm is in it. Jamie Dornan is in it. He's Irish, and He's known for a lot of different things. He was in 50 Shades of Grey. Emily Blunt, who's been in a ton of things, great actress. She's in it and a slew of other people. And I really, really, really liked it. So I want you to hear just a little tiny bit of this movie that's coming out streaming on demand on Friday.
There's these green fields and the animals living off them. And over that, there's us living off the animals. And over that, there's that which tends to us. Lives off us, maybe. Whatever that is, it holds me here.
There you go. That's easy. Just a little dialogue between Emily Blunt, who has a crush on Antony, who is the guy that you heard his voice there. That was Jamie Dornan. And it all takes place with these two big farms that are next to each other and their families. I don't want to spoil it, but if you're looking for something good to watch, this is a good one. And it's billed, I guess, as a romantic comedy, but it's not really that chick flick kind of thing. It's deeper than that. Seeing Chris Walken play an Irish older gentleman, he nailed it. It is really, really, really something. So that's my two cents. Looking for something good, forget, I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes says about it, but my meter says, you know, off the charts. I give it high marks, and it's fun. And it's a movie that's, you know, less than 2 hours. You can grab your own popcorn, sit back and watch it. So if you're looking for a good movie, there's one for you. Anything to escape some of the reality, eh? Some of the stuff that we started the show with. Talk about escaping reality. Is so many people were upset by Tony Hsieh's death. And if you don't know who he is, he's the founder of Zappos, which is wildly popular. And he was known for being such a visionary and treating his employees incredible. And, of course, ultimately, his company was bought by Amazon. And there's so many questions over his death. He died in a fire in Connecticut. And he spent at least $50 million, they say, on properties in Park City, Utah, in the months before his really bizarre death in a shed fire. And it was just one kind of last buying spree. And he bought 7 multi-million-dollar homes, a private club, a vacant lot. He paid $35 million for the properties. He used a real estate company he named Pickled Investments. And he had plans to buy more properties in the town that, of course, has become pretty famous because of the Sundance Film Festival. And there were a bunch of deals in the works, but, you know, that's the end of that. Obviously, he had offered to pay friends to move to Park City, and other people close to him said he gave jobs, you know, they had jobs with vague descriptions, and some people collected salaries while they were doing little but just living in the homes and encouraging his drug and alcohol use. So really strange how he became reclusive and eccentric and all of that. Just 46 years old. And think about that. He sold Zappos to Amazon in 2009 for more than $1 billion, but he stayed on until the CEO until August of this year. And he even wrote a best-selling book that people talked about a lot about company culture called Delivering Happiness. So sadly, he had an untimely, unhappy death because what he had built around him before and who he invested in and all of that was really something to something to watch. And I got a chance to see him speak, and he was pretty incredible to watch that at the time. And people really that worked for him really, really revered him. There's no question about that. And sad the way that he died, and then all the reports, of course, after it. Just still some people kind of scratching their head as to, how does that happen? How do you live the American dream, really come up from not very much, and then achieve all the things that you achieve, and then end up the way that, you know, he ended up? All right, this is kind of a short version of odds and ends. And speaking of odds and ends, you know, we talk about Mother Nature and a lot about the weather on this show. But the National Weather Service is proposing limiting data availability because of a bandwidth shortage. So for the past decade, they've been plagued by failures in forecasting and warning information as they try to save lives and all of that. And in some cases, the websites have gone down during severe weather events because it can't handle the demand because so many people are jumping on the website. And other agencies' systems include information and data streams that deliver the weather modeling info to broadcast meteorologists and commercial users, and they've had outages too. Since I did the weather once briefly in Nebraska, I know exactly what they're talking about. You would rely on that. But now we've had these California wildfires. We've had the busiest Atlantic hurricane season on record, and the bandwidth is just getting crushed, and they're trying to throttle back the amount of data because it's too demanding. And, of course, the Weather Service, I'm sure you know this, is part of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they're proposing limits to it, saying as it just grows and grows and grows and grows and the need to find out about the weather, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to limit users to 60 connections a minute on a large number, of the websites that provide weather observations, forecasts and warnings and all that kind of stuff. And even if you think of just television, you think of all the people who are broadcast meteorologists, and that's all of this is all part of the pool. And they're concerned that they got to come up with something because they've got that timely, accurate forecast and severe weather warnings that so many people, you know, count on. I mean, that's got to be their most important service, I would think. Anything possibly catastrophic that impacts people and businesses, I mean, it's critical. It's life-saving decisions when you have lives on the line and seconds left. So that's a dilemma that others may be facing, but I think it's a big dilemma for the Weather Service because of the reason of people not knowing what to do, trying to figure out what's happening with the tornado, et cetera, and then having to get that information out to the people who absolutely need it. How do you stop that from, how do you stop that from crashing? And that's a very big question, because if they take too much away, then that's exactly when something will happen and people will complain that we needed it. What happened? How'd that happen? I don't understand, because we always had it, before, right? Yeah. By the way, speaking of weather, and since I lived in California, I was looking at these surfers that are catching these incredible waves. So, yes, there's a quarantine, but I guess if you can surf and you can social distance and you can avoid the sharks, you're all good. Half Moon Bay, high surf conditions, Northern California, drew like some of the biggest surfers in the world to Mavericks. They had 30 to 40 foot waves just breaking off the point there. And they call them, sets. They say they were some incredible bombing sets. They were catching just anything that was coming in. And that would have been fun, actually, to watch that. I've seen some surf competitions that were nowhere near 40-foot waves, nothing like that, none of those kinds of swells. And you see it, and you could see them shooting the waves, and it looked pretty exciting. How do you do? Like, see, and they got to know the weather. Whoop, there's supposed to be some big waves. We got to get up to Mavericks because we got to catch that surf. So we got to figure out our way to how to get there. All right, coming up next, we're moving from the waves to the field. Time for Nail the Score, 855-266-5283. The game of the week coming up.
This is sponsored by the Salvation Army. During the holiday season, millions rely on the Salvation Army for help and hope amidst the pandemic, and the need is at an all-time high. However, the Salvation Army could see as much as a 50% decrease in funds raised by the iconic Red Kettles this year due to COVID-19. putting at risk their ability to provide shelter for the homeless, meals for the hungry, Christmas toys for children, and social service programs to our neighbors in need. All donations stay within the community in which they are given. Commissioner Kenneth Hodder, National Commander, the Salvation Army.
This year, we've seen what can only be described as a tsunami of need. In the history of our organization, we've never served this many for this long. It will take all of us coming together in order to help millions of others in need this holiday season.
For more information, please visit rescuechristmas.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yeah, so if you don't know how this works and you're driving around and you're saying, what is Nail the Score? Very easy. It's not Nail the Politician, Nail the Score. So I pick the game of the week, or what I think the game of the week is, in the NFL. Yes, the NFL. And you don't have to know anything about football. You just tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. Eventually, somebody is going to win this. Somebody is going to win this competition. I know it. I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. And I have to tell you, I'm being honest about this, I really am stunned. Here we are in week 14. Week 14 of the NFL season. And I didn't think we were going to get that far. I didn't. Because I thought COVID was just going to crush the season. And with all the protocols in place, and even with people getting COVID, somehow they managed to stay in the game, so to speak, with all the contact that you have in football. Just crazy. All right, if you were thinking that I was going to pick Dallas and Cincinnati, think again, my friends. Two lousy teams. Dallas has to wait till next year. How many times have the fans heard that? Wait till next year. It'll be better next year. You could look at the Jets and the Seahawks. The Jets are 0-12. Oh, that is so sad, isn't it? 0-12. So if you think you have it bad, we know the team that has it the worst of all to be 0-12. I guess it's a good season for it, though, in a way, because how many fans would actually be there to watch? How many fans? Pittsburgh and Buffalo, my friends. That is the Sunday night game on NBC. Kicks at 8:20. It doesn't get much better than this. Pittsburgh 11-1, Buffalo 9-3. People are actually really talking a lot about Buffalo. And if you look at how close this matchup is, you look at this going possibly either way. I mean, Pittsburgh just lost, shockingly, because it seemed like they were on a tear that they couldn't lose. But they're 11-1, 5-0 away. Buffalo 9-3 and 5-1 at home. So you look at the total points, the over under, as the wise guys would say, 46.5, 46.5, and just a couple of points separating these two teams, which Buffalo giving up 2.5 points. That's how close. I mean, I think this is going to be a great game. That's what I think. I think it's going to be a great game. How's that for the big old setup? So now it's your turn. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can simply send me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, just like Sharon in Maine does. Pete, though, he comes out of his bunker just to talk to us and tell us about this game and what he thinks will happen. Hey, Pete, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Poking the head out. Gonna do the wag for the swag.
You are so funny.
I have my days. Oh, my word. So we got, is Roethlisberger still quarterbacking?
Yes, he is.
Is he hurt?
No, he's fine. He's the quarterback.
35-17 Pittsburgh.
35-17 Pittsburgh. All right, I think that's a good number. Go back to the bunker, and then we'll
down
see if you can come
out
for the down and out. We'll see if you can come back up for the swag. That's the best line ever. A wag for the swag. Oh, my gosh. If you want to jump on this, you can. 855-266-5283. Or, as so many people for some reason are doing, especially this year, you can go to kate@katedelaneyradio.com. As long as you get in at the top of the hour, you are cool. It works. So it is an Allen against a Roethlisberger. That's the two quarterbacks that go head-to-head, sort of, right? Do the quarterbacks really go head-to-head? It's funny it's billed that way, but it's really about the lines in front of them and what's happening with the plays, et cetera. It's supposed to be clear weather, so that's a really good thing, because sometimes you get weather that is cold and snowy and whatnot and doesn't look like any of that's happening, just a little cooler, but still very sunny. Let's go to Nathan, our technical maestro. We always let him in on this little game, whether we have a crowd or not. So, Nate, what do you think?
Yeah, whether we have a crowd or not. it's always clear skies down here in the basement. No lines. I'll give it to the Steelers. Let's do... Let's keep them tight. We'll keep them tight on each other, and we'll do 30-28 Steelers. How about that for a good game?
Ooh, 30-28 Steelers. That is a good game. That'd be worth watching.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd even watch it.
Yes, Sunday night you can watch it. You're off. Tell your girlfriend, hey, you know what? We're going to have a great night tonight. We're going to watch football. We're going to watch the Steelers and Buffalo.
Better than watching me play video games.
Oh, I would, if I were her, give me your number. I'll call her up right now and tell her to demand that you watch this game.
Yeah.
I need to see it. Unless you're playing a really good video game, like Mario Brothers from the
Mario
90s.
Mario Brothers. Oh, my goodness.
Did you make it to the next world? What game are you playing?
I'm in the Rockstar universe. That's a Grand Theft and Red Dead Redemption.
Well, I know Grand Theft, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, those are the cowboy versions of the turn of the century, the last turn of the century.
That sounds pretty good. So do you zone out for a couple of hours or just a little bit?
You didn't have my option on there, so I'll just say yes.
I pull an all-nighter.
Probably really need my girlfriend's number.
You need a gaming intervention. That's what you need. Or you need something to watch. You need to go watch the
I'll watch the football game.
Wild Mountain Time. All right, so watch the football game. Anybody else who wants to get in on this, you can. Again, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I'm going to say the Steelers, too. Although, really, it's so close. I really feel like it's a home game for Buffalo, and I could lean in that direction. But I'm going to say Steelers win it, and especially coming off of a loss. And I think it's going to be close. Like Nathan says, I think it's going to be 28-24. Steelers, just a little bit better, but not that much better, because the statistics kind of bear out that they're so close, statistically speaking, right? And the Bills are coming off of a tight loss to Arizona, a really, really tight loss to Arizona. So, and the Steelers lost to Washington. And theirs was a close game, too. It was 23-17. The Arizona game was... Oh, it wasn't the Arizona game. That was back in November. The San Francisco game that they won by 10 points, but they didn't look as good as they normally look. 34-24 was the score in that one. So anyway, week 14 in the NFL, dealing with COVID, but somehow getting through it. And like I said, that was, I have to say, it was a real surprise to me. They're just following the protocols, changing them if they have to as they move along. And that's what you have to do. It's that being flexible, but being smart about it. Well, smart in the NFL in the same sentence. From me, no less. The music means that I got to skedaddle. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score. Don't worry, if you emailed me, there's always four or five. I will get them in, no problemo. Remember, we're all in this together.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.